Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And we have President Richard Davenport, the president of Minnesota State University, Mankato, on the line with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Marnie. How are you doing?
Just fine, thank you. And thanks for being with us today. Higher education, we were just talking about that in last week's show, about the need for, in this particular case, trained healthcare workers in rural Minnesota. And being in higher education, being able to see a sizable university from 30,000 feet, what's your take on higher ed in rural Minnesota?
Well, first of all, there definitely is a need in all areas of healthcare, and higher education is going to play a major role in providing the workforce for that. You know, one of the big challenges is getting our graduates to go back home or to locate in the rural areas. One good example where we have tried to address that problem is up on the Iron Range. And through a partnership with Northeast Higher Education District, we're delivering a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate program in nursing on the Iron Range in partnership with Fairview Hospital. And, of course, with the college up there, the community college. This is a wonderful way, I think, of demonstrating how we can address the workforce needs in this particular area, deliver the programs directly to the students without them having to come down to the, metropolitan area or to another university. Because I think what we hear from the folks out in the rural areas, we want to keep our young talent. And if they go away for higher education, oftentimes they don't come back. And so we understood that loud and clear, and I think it's true around the state. So there's a good example. By the way, we also, not in the healthcare area, but we do deliver what we call a Iron Range engineering program in the same way and for the very same reason. And so we have to be creative today in higher education and reaching out to meet the students' needs.
You have served at Minnesota State University Mankato now for a number of years, and that's kind of given you an opportunity to see the parent organization, MinSCU, change over the years. Are you seeing it changing, in terms of being more, perhaps more nimble, able to react to marketplace conditions and things like that more readily?
I would say yes. They're in tune with the needs, and while we hear a lot from President Obama about putting people back to work in the area of workforce, I think the public often confuses that with saying that's the obligation or responsibility of the two-year colleges. But it really is involving the universities as well, because workforce doesn't involve only vocational technical education. It also involves providing baccalaureate graduates for professional fields. And so MinSCU is very, very close to the ground on that.
Well, I just want to thank you, President Davenport, for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Well, thank you for visiting with me this morning as well.
President Richard Davenport from Minnesota State University, Mankato. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.